We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Welcome, fellow humans. You are listening to Talking Stoned While Getting Stuff. I almost fucked up our title.
I'm talking about old podcasts.
It's not your turn. It's episode 186. I'm Morgan, the guy that is a good boy and doesn't get into trouble. But the guy that does get into, well, now he's in trouble. I will have a talking to him, is Mr. Austin. How the frick-a-fuck is it going, buddy?
Frick-a-fuck. That's what you're going with?
That's what my brain picked out of there, yep.
Okay. Well, I'm doing good. I got the day off.
Gross.
Made some delicious French toast this morning with homemade bread. That was
okay. I'm already absolutely starving, so this is just torture now.
Well, and I'm gonna continue. We poured on some delicious syrup, and it was just really, really, really good.
I hate you so much.
But I'm doing good. Not much other than that going. Work is bullshit. It is so slow. I'm going to die in that kiosk. Anyway.
Everyone's still recovering from their Christmas debt.
Yeah, I guess so.
It always seems like in sales, at least when I was in retail, always seemed like February was a slow month.
Always.
No one likes February. We can just go down 11 months, honestly. Let's just make it 10. What's another month we can cut out? Let's cut out August. August and February. Those months can fuck off.
What do you have against August?
It's generally too warm.
Okay, well,
I'm fat and I sweat, my guy.
That's true.
Are you going to ask what am I up to, or am I just?
I don't like it.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about it anyways. So, what am I up to? Well, besides starving to death, thank you, Austin. this past week, in Saskatchewan here with my driving job has been very interesting. Been dealing with the whole freezing, well, not freezing rain, but raining and then snowing and then dropping below zero. And so that makes the highways turn into a skating rink, especially. Austin will know this area very well since he's originally from there. Basically from Keniston to Davidson, I know it's two small little towns, and if you're not from this area, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But on Highway 11, I would rather be, last week, I wish I was in skates instead of my 5-ton truck. So
yeah, you probably would have been better off.
Granted, that hill, that death hill, was good. It wasn't icy there, so that was bonus.
That is definitely helpful.
Other than that, not too much else has been going on. My girlfriend's here once again. I'm recording in a different room, which I think she might be able to hear me a little bit more now. So that makes me even more nervous. But before we get to the rest of the program, I have another little story to tell.
Ooh.
Not as cutesy as the one before, but it's technically sport related. But everyone at this point that listens probably knows that I play dodgeball. So now I want everyone to close their eyes and picture a sweaty man in that's a different story. Picture a guy
what? I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Don't worry about it. That's a story for a different podcast. I forgot where I was.
Okay.
But no, all honesty, in dodgeball, I was, doing my thing, dodging and dipping and ducking and some more dodging. And I did this spin around thing.
Okay.
In attempt to dodge. So I'm trying to do my best to paint a picture, because it's honestly one of those moments that you have to. It would have been so much better if you were there. I really wish someone got it on camera. So I went for a dodge, and while I was doing my marvelous dodges that I do all the time, flawless dodging, another guy on my team, also known as my teammate, deflected the ball, which that means that ball's still alive, and without looking, somehow I made a no look ankle catch. The ball just ended up landing in between my legs at my ankles, and I'm literally the only person that in the gym that didn't see it. And it happened to me. It was marvelous. Definitely one of those things that you, I wish I got on camera, all that deal. You had to be there to get the true glory of the situation. But I honestly mostly just wanted it on camera so I could actually see what the hell happened.
Fair.
Which is weird saying that for something that happened to me, but it's one of those things that I should have went out and bought a lottery ticket right after. But that was my week. Death-defying roads and spectacular dodgeball fanatics.
Nice.
So with that all out of the way, all that shenanigans, let's plug those shenanigans up with some, well, plugs.
Yeah.
I smoke so much, dude.
Oh, I actually, on that note, I just ate an edible right before we started. So
voila.
We'll see.
So right when we, so it'll be right when we start talking more hockey is still kicking high gear.
It'll be good timing. But we're not at hockey quite yet.
No.
There was a little football game.
Weren't you going to do plugs, or were we just skipping over that?
Oh, shit, right. Maybe it is kicking in already. So download, rate, review. Hit us up on TikTok. That seems to be our most popular. In fact, the latest video, almost 2,000 views, 1,700. But, hey, we round up here, okay?
Yes, yeah, it slowed down, but it was – hey, for us, that's huge.
That's like over double our normal views. Yeah, that we can hit. But yeah, so check us out there. Tell your friends, tell your lovers, tell your fighters. Oh, lovers especially, because Valentine's Day.
As of recording, it's the 13th right now.
So tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I've already said I'm going to a hockey game and some tasty dinner with my wonderful wife. And But yeah, it's just check it out. And that old Morgan over there has been doing some stuff too.
Yeah, this past weekend I did some Twitch streaming. Caption Morgan 2. I may or may not have put 8 hours into Pal World. Jesus. On Saturday. A 3 hours stint, and then a 5 hour stint with about an hour break in between. Damn. That may or may not have happened. So go check that out. I'm actually going to make some clips out of that this come up week, because some shit went down. So honestly, you should go check it out. But hell, anything, yeah. Captain Morgan 2 for anything that's worth social media wise. Yeah. Like Austin was trying to rudely get ahead of himself. Same with the intro. You're just being rude today, Austin.
That's kind of how I do things. I don't know if you noticed.
But you did mention that there may or may not have been a pretty important football game that's happened over this weekend. I'm not sure if everyone out there has heard about the Super Bowl. because I have. And it's kind of a big deal. This one, however, was actually something else. Did you, before I get much into it, did you watch too much of it? Or
I did.
Ooh, see, I ended up, I may or may not have been playing Pal World and got distracted and missed the first half. Until actually I asked my girlfriend what she was up to, because she was at home. And she said she was watching the Super Bowl. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a thing today.
Oh, right.
So I got off of Power World, turned on my TV, and noticed this fucking halftime with stupid Usher.
Well, honestly, you turned in at the right time, because it was a dumb game before that.
It was. Before I get to, we get too ahead of ourselves, the final score was 25-22. In overtime.
Yeah.
Hell of a game. But you are right. I definitely, I checked my phone. I noticed it was 10-3 at the end of the half. And I was like, well, it's a good thing I didn't miss much. That second half, the Chiefs just took control. They played mistake-free football. Patrick Mahomes waddled around like he likes to do. And we saw Taylor Swift about 54 times, it seems like. But
oh, jeez.
But it turns out it's actually, they threw out, I heard a stat, it was only 54 seconds. Or
yes.
Something like that.
Out of like a 5 hour broadcast.
Yeah, it's very minimal. It.
The hell was that?
Some stuff on the other side of my wall.
Oh dear.
I'm hoping my girlfriend will be taking care of it if it was something on that. Anywho, I don't hear any screaming or yelling or anything.
That's
like that.
Good.
So that's a good thing. It could have also been, I live in an apartment in the bottom floor, so I don't know if it was above me or not. But anywho,
that's fair.
That shit happens. We've actually been pretty lucky in 186 episodes of very minimal noise violations.
Nice violations.
Yeah.
That's true.
As
many issues as this podcast has, sound in the background isn't usually one of them.
No, not usually. Where was I at? Yeah, the second half, very exciting. I could have cared less about the halftime show. I don't know if you watched the halftime show or not.
I did not.
So we're not going to talk about that. I know there's rollerblades and shit involved. I don't know.
Yeah.
To be fair, people like you and me, no matter what the halftime show is, we're going to be watching the game anyways, unless you get distracted with Powell World.
True.
So I get it. The halftime shows are more for different audiences and trying to bring in the younger generation, if you will. Fuck, that makes me feel old saying it like that. But, yeah, what do you have to say about this game?
Yeah, I mean, you did a good job of it. I will say it was so definitely some storylines going into this game, right? We have obviously Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, that whole Kansas City Chiefs team who has been very dominant. They've won back to back Super Bowls. The first time been done, I believe, in like 20 years.
Yeah. That's what they were saying during the broadcast. Shocking. That was Tom Brady with the Patriots. Who knew?
What a shocker, right? Well, and so you know, it's funny that you bring that up because the internet is great with stats. Ooh. So.
And we definitely do not like our stats on this podcast, so let's go for it.
Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. So these are the stats, their playoff stats before the age of 30 years old, okay?
Okay.
So Patrick Mahomes, 18 games. Tom Brady, 14. Patrick Mahomes, 5,100 passing yards. Tom Brady, 3,200.
Huh.
Patrick Mahomes, 41 passing touchdowns, 20 for Brady.
Interesting.
8 interceptions for Mahomes and 1 more, 9 for Tom Brady. They were both before the age of 30, 3-time Super Bowl champions. However, Mahomes went 3-for-3 with the MVP, and Tom Brady only had 2 at this point.
Only? Wow.
Well, so when people are like mm-hmm. talking about maybe Mahomes being, you know, one of the best, like it's hard to argue.
Yeah, lots of people forget that Tom Brady was a very, very low draft pick, and if it wasn't due to some injury,
Drew Bledsoe was the quarterback for the Patriots at that point, and he got injured, and
yeah, and then history wrote itself. Patrick Mahomes, I don't know. I don't think he was first overall, but he was definitely up there.
Pretty sure he was a high pick, definitely. But still, I mean, almost over double the passing touchdowns at the same age or before 30. Like, that's crazy. And so obviously you have that side coming in, right? The reigning champs, the dynasty, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you got the 49ers, who have their quarterback also has an interesting story, right? Because Brock Purdy, this guy was drafted last.
Yeah, he was talk about comeback.
2 years ago. 2 years ago, the dude was drafted last, and he just led his team to a Super Bowl appearance. That's pretty damn good. Now, obviously, especially if you're these athletes, that's not good enough. You got there. Why couldn't you win, you know? And I think that's going to drive him next year.
Well, this is the same matchup back in 2020 as well.
So, yeah. No, I think this is fuel in the fire for this team to be so close. But watching the game, and I did watch most of the game, even the boring first half when San Fran had the lead, it just, I don't know, at no point did Mahomes specifically seem upset or feel like he was out of it? He is so composed. He is so built for these big games. He just methodically in the second half tore apart that Niners defense that held them to 3 points in the first half. And they only got those 3 points in like the end of the first half.
Yes.
Field goal, like boring fucking barely got a point on the board in the first half. To then come back and win by 3 points.
Like he even showed shots of during overtime and he's just sitting on the bench all calm.
Yep. Just
smiling away.
Yep. No, that composure, that's the kind of stuff that winners are made of. Not to sound, you know, whatever, but like, I mean, that's
to be fair, he is surrounded by amazing talent.
Oh, of course, of course.
Team. That Chiefs team stacked.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what, right? We've talked about it too, right? It, like the line is arguably one of the most important parts. Because if Mahomes doesn't have a good O-line, he's nothing.
Although he was getting pressured a bunch.
He definitely has some, but that also maybe credit to the Niners and their defense.
Yes.
But you don't get to be this good this long without some protection there. Same with Brady, right? Like Brady, if he wasn't able to fucking have time to make those plays, like he wouldn't be Brady, you know? So, well, he would be, but he wouldn't be, you know what I mean? It's
he would be a different person completely.
He would be a different person. No, it's, but yeah, obviously congrats to the Chiefs. They did it again. And
gross. I was really hoping for the 49ers, and I will have to go back and look because I know we made a little $5 bet, and I can't remember who picked what.
I also can't remember.
I think I picked the 49ers. I think it was 35 to something or other, but we'll. One of us will go back and listen, and probably the next episode we'll settle the score, I guess. So one of us will be $5 richer.
It's true, but yeah, dude. No, it's. I will say, I just wanted to throw something out there too. So you did mention Taylor Swift, and I don't know what your level of even caring about that is, but I know
zero. Been
a lot of discourse about they only focus on Taylor Swift and they only okay. So a couple things. One, like you said, it was under a minute of screen time in a 4.5 hour event, first of all. So fuck off with the they're showing her all the time. Second off, this is the most viewed Super Bowl.
Oh yes, thank you. I completely I forgot to mention that.
This is the most viewed Super Bowl. So you think Taylor Swift didn't help with a little bump? You know what I mean? You think she didn't bring in some more eyes?
Oh, for sure she did.
Right? Like it's so for under a minute of screen time bringing in more fans to the sport that you love, like I just don't understand.
Yeah, at one point it peaked at 200 million viewers,
which is the highest peak. Insane.
I think the average was like 140. It was the also went down as the fifth most viewed sporting event in Canadian history.
Like in Canada alone.
Yeah.
And we don't have a team in the NFL. But so absolutely insane. But yeah, that was it was a big game. It happened.
I do have to say, it is now confirmed that the noise that we've been hearing has been coming from directly above my head. So I do apologize if it happens.
Okay. At one point when I was talking, I heard a cat. but
well, that cat, yeah, he was just meowing. He won't really want. There's a closed door between me and him, and he does not like that fact.
That's fair.
But, dude, we're not just talking about Super Bowl shenanigans.
No, that's true.
Because today, because of, scheduling and stuff, because full disclosure, we're not recording on Monday like we usually do. But in this instance, it kind of works out. Because today, as of recording, it is day one of the CFL free agency. So just like in the past, everyone sit back and get ready for an hour-long free agency special. I'm totally kidding. That is not happening again. I dread doing that the first time. And then doing it again for hockey because we didn't learn our lesson.
Hey.
But true. No. Dude, I don't know. I don't know if you've been really paying attention to the whole rider signings, and that's going to be the main focus that I'm going to focus on for this whole free agency thing. But I want CFL to start now because the riders have added some huge, massive pieces. I can almost guarantee you once the next offseason happens, they will probably be paying fines because they will be over the salary cap. But I'm all for it because they signed, in my mind, the best running back in the league, at least. There's also Brady Oliver. Wow, I can't pronounce this right, his last name right now. Brady. And but the Riders have signed the stud running back, A.G. Ouellette. This guy, dude, I don't know if I doubt you know much about him because he played for Toronto, but he is a beast. He has a full-on mullet going on. He does wrestling on the side. He's just, the Riders will be able to market the shit out of this guy, or at least they should be able to. And as long as they actually commit to the run, which they haven't done in the past 2 years, is only because having a good running game only helps out your quarterback, helps out your O-line, because that means your O-line can just go out and they don't like being pass protection. You just do a two-step drop and you just wait for people to come to you. O-linemen want to hit people. And speaking of O-linemen that are wanting to hit people, they also signed, which arguably this might be bigger than the A.J. Ouellette signing, is an O-lineman. And like me and Austin talked about in the Super Bowl, the games are won in the trenches. That's where it all starts and that's where it all finishes. If anyone has any argument against that, I dare you to come at me. preferably on Twitter or something like that, or X, I'm sorry.
That's Twitter.
But Jamarcus Hardrick, his nickname's also Yoshi. He actually used to play for the Riders back in 2015, I believe. And then we sent him off to Winnipeg because we like doing that. And he's a right tackle. He was part of that Winnipeg's all-star O-line for many, many years. He is 34, 35 years old, I do believe. So he's getting up there in age, especially for O-linemen. But having a good, solid veteran on O-line, I'm all for it. There's a couple other players that I'm really excited for. And then we're going to move right along is linebacker Jameer Thurman, who used to play for Hamilton, another veteran. And then defensive back Edwards Cooper. He's another great DB veteran guy. Going to replace Nick Marshall back there, sounds like, after Nick Marshall got arrested for stupid shit. And yeah, one more re-signing. This wasn't a free agency signing, but on the D-line, even Austin, I'm sure you've heard of this name, and that's Micah Johnson. He's
Micah
played
for... Johnson. That's my... No, I don't
know. No? All right. Well, he's one of those guys that always demands a double team. He was one of the players on the Riders free agency list that I really wanted them to re-sign, and they did. And that's basically... I'm not going to bore you guys with anything else with the...
Thank God.
whole free agency. One thing I'll say is Calgary was a lot more... They're generally quiet in the free agency this year. They actually made a pretty big splash, signing a quarterback, Matthew Schultz, which is huge for them. And other than that, Toronto lost a bunch of players because, well, when you go 16-2 or whatever, 16-2 in the regular season, lots of teams want quite a few of your players. So
that makes sense.
No shocking there, but I think we put enough people to sleep just with that little bit of free agency talk.
Wait, what?
Before we move on to hockey or any other, do you have anything else you want to add football related or?
Absolutely not.
All right, perfect. I mean, with our new format, it doesn't even have to be football related, I guess.
No.
But Austin, you have...
That's my name. Don't stick a knife in it.
Okay, well, I am going to wear out. So, Austin, you brought something to my attention that you wanted to talk about. So, I mean, it's hockey related. Of course, we're talking sports because even though we say we're not going to or try not to, we always end up doing so. So, take away, my friend.
Yeah, so yesterday a clip was uploaded after there's a podcast. I'm not even going to say the name. Doesn't matter. Not going to shout them out by any stretch. In fact, most of them, the people on this podcast, have gone private on Twitter, Instagram. So, but basically... there's this podcast, I believe it is Columbus Fans, and Well, as you may or may not know, Patrick Laine is, I believe we talked about it actually, he's on leave from the team. I believe he's in the player assistance program.
Yes, we did mention that.
Dealing with some stuff and none of our business, right? So one of the people on the podcast basically, and I don't know if you listened to the clip or not.
I did, but, actually.
Okay. So basically made a joke about Patrick Laine wanting to kill himself. And I love comedy. I'm a big fan. I follow a lot of comedians. I listen to a lot of comedians' podcasts. I listen, watch a lot of comedy specials.
You even did an open mic once upon a time.
I sure did. I didn't find that funny.
No.
You know, I, as somebody who personally has dealt with mental health issues and has seen them quite a lot, it's not okay. It wasn't funny. It wasn't witty. It wasn't edgy. It was just
not even close. Fucking
just brutal. So I'm not going to say their names. I'm not going to say anything. I will say something good came out of this. Thank God. But basically a bunch of people on hockey Twitter got together and started making donations and raising money for like a Columbus-based charity. Basically to be like, hey, don't talk about that. Don't even give that attention. Just do this. So I know like a guy, there's a guy, Nasher. He was involved. He's a big online dude with hockey. Basically just trying to make a good situation out of a bad one. And I just want to talk about it because I there's no place for that.
Jokes are bullshit.
Fine. Jokes are fine. There's nothing wrong with a joke. But that wasn't. It was...
And I'm also all for your so-called edgy jokes, if you will.
Sure.
But there's a limit.
There's a limit, especially when somebody who's open with their mental health struggles, then you say stuff like that. It's not okay.
Well, just the whole mental health thing is, in my mind, is no matter if you know if someone's going through it or not, it's one thing that you don't joke about.
Now, obviously, this is a hard shift, but I'm actually glad that there was a bit of a delay in recording this podcast because we're going to record at 3, but then it changed to 3:30, and I'm okay with it because...
Oh, do you have some type of breaking news or something?
Well, it won't be breaking news when they're listening, but it's breaking news when we're recording. So
boop's going on. You have to wait. There, now it's done.
So for those of you out of the loop, and if you listen to this podcast, you would know there was an incident in the Leafs and Senators game. And the Leafs or the Senators were up 4-3. Ridly Gregg had a breakaway on an empty net. And boy, did he take a big old slap shot. Oh, yeah. And objectively, it's kind of funny.
I'm also not going to lie. As a fan, I'm kind of all for it.
Well, and I will say, if I were a Leafs fan, I feel like I'd feel a little different about it. So I'm of two minds on this one, okay? So on one side, should you cross-check somebody in the head for taking a slap shot on an empty net? No. Probably not. Probably not. I don't think that's reasonable. On the flip side, hockey is a sport. It is not a reasonable place. And there exists quite a few unwritten rules. Hockey is one of the very few places where after you do something, you can just, somebody might just start punching you.
Yes.
And that's just part of the game. So I think when people apply logic and reason to this, it doesn't make sense because it's not a real world thing. It's that people can fight each other. And yeah, you sit for 5 minutes, but like in no other profession do you do that other than literal professional fighting.
Yes.
And like, that's the whole thing. So I think the teammates of Morgan Riley appreciate his sacrifice.
No, I think he definitely should have stood up, but maybe
give him a shove into the boards, you know, don't go with the stick.
Yeah. Fight him. Just straight up, just drop your gloves with him.
Yes, exactly. There was definitely different ways to go about it. So that's the thing, right? I get why he did it, but what he did, and that's the thing too. It's interesting. So the Leafs fans, it was never a matter of if whether or not they thought he was going to get suspended. It was, well, how long is he going to get suspended? How long is he going to suspend it? And obviously you get suspended for that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
And I think Riley even knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah. So before we started recording, we did not know the length of the suspension.
No, as of recording, all we were going to talk about was he's going to appeal or something.
Well, he probably still will. But we know it is now a 5-game suspension. So a lot of people on Twitter were guessing 6. And they went lower than that. They went 5 games, which means Morgan Riley will be forfeiting $191,000 of salary, which, yikes.
Yeah.
I could use that. I could live on that a year for a yearly salary. But obviously, that's not the part that bugs them. Although it was funny, people were kind of bugging or kind of joking about it, right? Because, oh no, you're Morgan Riley. You just earned a ton of respect from your team and probably your fans. And now you get to be rich, sit at home with your fantastic wife, Tessa Virtue. And it doesn't seem like a punishment, really.
No, he's probably dealing with some bumps and bruises anyway, so he heals up a little bit.
Exactly. Take a break. And obviously, like, that's not to say that players don't want to play. Of course they do. They don't get to this place in the sport without that compete level. But I don't know, man. I think it showed, like, hey, we're willing to, you know.
Well, we both know if Riley didn't, or if anyone on from Toronto didn't do anything after the guy took the slapper, we both know the outlash.
Oh, guaranteed there would have been stories about that. Now, do I think it would have been as big of a story? No.
I disagree.
Oh, dude. Because you had like the anger of the Sens fans against the Leafs. I don't know, man.
The Leafs would have been screaming. And people called the Leafs players and stuff week before and held us.
It just would have been another example of that. Yeah. You're right. I get what you're saying. But so yeah, 5 games. I don't know. I think.
Do you think that's too long? I kind of do.
Well, I do because, again, this is a guy who, as a member of the Leafs, gets his first suspension, and it's a decent length suspension. I don't remember the exact hit, but I want to try to find it again. Earlier this season,
excuse me,
I believe it was David Perron had a nasty hit, and he was suspended, I believe, 3 games. And it's a very similar situation, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He was suspended 3. There is, and this, like, this is a genuine stat. I can't remember exactly what it, but there's something along the lines of, like, out in the last couple of years, the suspensions, like, over 3 games, there's been, like, 10, and 2 of them are on the, or 3 of them are from the Leafs.
Oh.
So it's like, You know, when Leafs fans are like, we're targeted more than other teams, it's like, well.
I can kind of see where they're coming from.
But, so, like, for an example, Jason Spezza, I think not last year, before, whatever, he got suspended 6 games. Now, mind you, it was dirty play, don't get me wrong, but he had never been suspended before, and neither has Riley. He has no previous record of any suspensions.
Yeah, I do think with the whole Riley thing, they probably looked at the timing of the situation. It was, you know, games more or less over, this and that. I'm surprised that the Senators player didn't at least get some type of fine for unsportsmanlike or something.
And so here's the thing with another thing about Ridly Gregg. Now, not everybody knows about this guy because he hasn't been in the league very long. He's a rat. He is the guy that gets under your skin. He is the Sens version of Brad Marchand. And so to that point, he did his job perfectly.
Yes.
Because he's fine. He was practicing. He's playing tonight.
I was just about to ask if you heard of
Fuse. Oh, yeah, no, he's fine. He was skating in practice. He's all good. He's good to go. But guess he was not playing for 5 games. You know? So
he won that. You didn't let me. I'm still trying to guess. Is it Spezza? Who else could it be? Matthews.
So, moving on.
That was the only fun in my head, wasn't it?
So, actually, I'm not going to talk about this. I don't know if we talked about it last week, but there was a more important injury than this one, I would argue. So,
would you?
Yes. So, okay. Mikhail Sergachev. He had just missed, I think, 17 games with injury. And he now, I don't know if you saw the video, but it was nasty. He like snapped his leg back. It was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was real bad. And he is now out for the season. Playoffs and all. And that is a huge hit against the Tampa Bay team, who's like, we always think like, oh, Victor Hedman is like, well, Victor Hedman's not a young man anymore. Yeah. He's starting to show his age, and Sergachev has been kind of the more dominant guy, and with him out like that, it's brutal. That is brutal luck for that team. But yeah, also we got Evgeny Dodonov will be out indefinitely with a lower body fracture against the Canadiens. That is brutal.
I think that's going to be a pretty big loss for the Stars as well.
Oh yeah. No, they're definitely losses.
And but, two big injuries, like fractures, and yeah, as what? Oh, sorry, I hit my mic. Watching that one guy have his leg bent and snapped the way it did, it was
Sergachev. Yeah, that was rough.
That was not a fun watch, even though I watched it a couple times, but it wasn't fun.
Yeah. But
where are we at? Do you want to throw in a few?
No, I gotta pee real bad.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I got some supper to go eat. And
it's a shorter episode today. Sorry, folks.
I don't hear any complaining. I got supper to eat and dodgeball to go play. So on that note, do you have anything little quick that you wanted to add, or
not a damn thing?
Just your bladder issues. Okay.
Yep.
Everyone out there, stay stoned. Stay stoned. Stay safe, and keep your bladder empty.
Bye.